Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Ran, and I'm back with Matt Mania. It's WrestleMania week, so of course I had to hit you with something. This is a special one for two reasons, maybe even more. One, my new album's out, Matt Mania. It's free. Go to mattmania.net, go to megaranmusic.com, go to random.bandcamp.com, or just search Mega Ran Matt Mania. I put it on a whole bunch of sites. Real proud of it, the way it came out. Lynx Kinetic did the beats. We just had some fun with a bunch of wrestler themes that we liked. I know we've been putting them out every week, so big shout out to What Culture for that. But there's actually two that have not been on What Culture and that you will hear when you download the full album. So go on and do that. Throw that on while you listen to this episode. This episode is with a friend of mine named Logan Finch. And there's my phone going off. My bad. But Logan is a aspiring wrestler. He's been training for the past 9 months, so I wanted to get a little bit inside his head on what the situation is like. You know, you get to, they have shows now, you can watch like Breaking Ground and all that stuff, and you can see how it works from the NXT point of view, but this will show you from a very different point of view, a group called Wrestle Club out in Boise, Idaho. I was out there for Tree Fort Festival. I had a great time. Big shout out to everybody who put that together. Rocked with my homies, Dedicated Servers. Got the chance to play right before Odyssey and Aesop Rock. And B. Dolan. Gosh, a lot of folks were there that I know that I get down with. So that was a fun time. I had a great time doing that. All right. Well, I'm going to get into it because it's WrestleMania time. We also do some WrestleMania predictions in the second half. And Logan suggested a great song to play, so we're going to play that at the end. It's a Macho Man song. Ooh, yeah. But for now, though, I'm going to play you a piece of my song because What Culture, they've been doing great for us, but they did not play the MERS version of the Bray Wyatt song. So I'm going to play you that, and then we're jumping into the show. All right, it's Matt Mania. Let's go.
Bigger than Nia Jax, bigger than Braun Strowman, anyone but you, you better run like Roman. I'm the Omen, son of the tax man, you might just go crazy reading my CAT scan. My brain's a mess, under pain and duress, a dirty floor print shirt with a stain on my chest. I roll with my sheep, I never roam alone, I'm something like a king that rockin' chairs my throne. Hold your phone high, sway it like fireflies, the light within my darkness brightens the night skies. We are here, a bug crawling your ear, a finger stuck in your rear, whatever your worst fear. Cheers to the villain, tears from the children, I'm taking their favorite hero and hurting more than his feelings. I got Eric and Luke, I never needed a gun, I'm doing my spider walk, you see me, you better
run from the new face of fear, ready to see hell, I'ma take you there. So run, or submit to me, cause salvation's a mystery. I suggest you run from the new face of fear, ready to see hell, I'ma take you there. So run, or submit to me, cause salvation's a mystery. I suggest you run.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Ran, and I'm back with another high impact episode of Matt Mania. I have a special guest. I'm actually here in Boise, Idaho. And my good friend Logan Finch is here. Logan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm all right. A little tired, you know.
I hear you on that.
I got a flight in a couple hours, so I figured it was this is the best time to sit down with you and chat a little bit about the... There's just so many things, actually, that I wanted to get into. So
totally.
So, yeah. We may as well get started. All right. So, for the layperson, Who is Logan Finch? Give me the story.
So I am a anime nerd who works at a pizza shop here in town, who has also in the last 9 months been training to become a professional wrestler.
Nice. All right. So in the last 9 months, what happened in that time that made you kind of jump into this world?
So, about a year ago, it's one of those things where I've always wanted to be, you know, pro wrestler. I think all of us that listen to this, all of us that watch it, they want to become a pro wrestler at one point or another. I remember it was last year, January 4th, it was early morning, I'm talking about like 3 a.m. in the morning. They had New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9 on. And I remember watching this, and I don't know if it was just me being tired or just, like, whatever. I remember seeing it and I was just like, this thing kind of ignited that love of wanting to become a pro wrestler again. Because, mm-hmm. you know, life happens and things get in the way and you're just like, I don't know how this is going to happen. Not to mention, Idaho, unfortunately, is not a hotbed for wrestling. And we don't have a whole lot of wrestling shows coming in through here. Mm-hmm. If we're lucky, we get probably about 2 every 5 or 6 years, and wow. that's if we're lucky.
That's even the big guys, like even WWE stuff. Like,
yep.
Wow.
Okay. And so, my brother Ian works with a guy by the name of Kyle. Kyle has been training to be a pro wrestler for quite some time. He's had some matches under his belt. And Ian said, hey, you need to get a hold of this guy. He knows a guy that knows a guy. And this guy has a ring. And he has trained with Michael Elgin from Ring of Honor and Delirious.
Nice.
And he's got some years under his belt. This is a guy who lives and breathes the business and is always thinking of something new they can do to help people out. Nice. And admittedly, I didn't hop away on it. There were a few things that had come up, personal family issues. And by the time that those had cleared up, it was already probably September, late September. And they had a show out in one of the sister cities, Middleton, out here. It was their harvest. It was a harvest festival, and they had 3 matches on the card. And he was wrestling one of them. My friend Kyle was wrestling him as well. And I just sat down and watched it. And the ring is tiny, but like it's 16 by 16. But I mean, it's a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was one of those, like, looking at it, and right in the middle of the park, we had a bunch of kids, like, rounding the ring, and they were just tossing grass at people. It was a different sight. And after the match, I walked up to the guy, and I said, hey, my name's Logan Finch. Do you guys need help, like, breaking down the ring at all? And he was like, yeah, totally, dude. If you, like, just don't hurt yourself or anything like that, you're more than welcome to. Hmm. And I want to say about 2 weeks later, I was, I started training with them, and the rest is history.
Nice. Okay, so we watch shows like Breaking Ground and, you know, things like that, and even Total Divas.
Oh, yeah.
You may not want to admit that. But, I just want to know how close to that, to like a Breaking Ground, like NXT Performance Center type of thing, is it to what you do? Like, is a similarity to that at all in what you do?
There's a lot of similarity. It's a lot of it is trying to figure out your own character and how you're going to wrestle. My whole persona is that I'm supposed to be a heel, but like I'm a king. So I'm taking cues. I think originally I was going basing off my experience off of Owen Hart when he won the King of the Ring back in 94. And a lot of it is just talking to my friend Anthony, and he's the one that has been training us and helping us out. He's helped us tweak our characters a lot. Because we don't have, like, all the fancy equipment that the Performance Center has, we have to think outside of the box. And so a lot of us, we just will practice, like, DDP yoga. A lot of us go to the gym from time to time and just work out. Other times, it's just kind of rewatching older matches that we've done, but also watching matches from, like, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and WWE, and seeing what, like, just writing down what moves we would want to try, and then just being like, how would this fit our character specifically, and just practicing them over and over again until we have that down. But a lot of it, like, it's a smaller a smaller version of that.
Okay.
And honestly, I've not seen a whole lot of Breaking Ground, but like I remember Tough Enough way back when it was on MTV.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of that is there's some similarities to it, and others that are just, you know, we wouldn't be able to replicate because of the, you know, our situation as compared to theirs.
Gotcha. I think the main thing I've noted from the show, and I love the show, so I will recommend that you check it out because it's like it's so addictive. I think they got one season done on the network.
All right,
but yeah, so it's like guys come in and they work it like a job. You know, it's almost like a 9-to-5 thing where dudes check in, they work out, they have 1-on-1 meetings, they work on character stuff, they get in the ring a little bit, you know, and then. Rinse, repeat, you know.
Yeah.
And then eventually either you get the call up or you get the call, you know, giving you your walking papers, you know. And so, yeah, it's like a job. A lot of guys have traveled a long way to get into the program and things like that.
Right.
And they've given up a lot. So, you know, you've been in this 9 months. So I just want to ask you, what have you given, what have you sacrificed so far to make this happen?
A lot of it, I will admit to you right now, the first thing is, for me, like, money is nice. It's nice to do things with money, but, like, I have not earned a single dime doing this. I'm fortunate enough to work with people that have said, hey, don't worry about paying me. Just pay me back in hard work and dedication. Mm-hmm. And a lot of I've switched my schedule around to help out with that. And originally, like, people were like, hey, are you playing anything new, playing new games? And I'm like, no, I'm just watching a lot of wrestling now. Mm-hmm. Just trying to just figure out what I can do next to potentially help my situation out. And it's weird because you start looking at wrestling and matches in particular as... like almost science.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing different cues and how they move. You might have the occasional somebody throws out, hey, throw a line or something like that during a match. And
what does that mean, throw a line?
Throw a clothesline.
Okay, clothesline.
Yeah. And so sometimes you'll hear it and you're just like, huh, okay. Like you start looking at it from a different light. And it becomes, sometimes you're just like, I can't watch this as a fan because, like, I'm looking at it from more of a scientific angle more than anything else.
Mm.
I've sacrificed a lot of gas money. but, you know, and actually some sleep. But a lot of it, like, in the nine, I knew one of the first matches that I wrestled, it was a battle royal. We had to wrestle outside. And it had rained the night before.
Mm.
Just cold. They didn't even have proper lighting for us. So we're sitting there trying to figure out where everybody's at. And this is probably about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night when it's all dark.
Mm.
And after I'm done with it, super cold. Slightly sore, but it's wrestling. It's not ballet. And I'm just sitting there like, if I can keep on doing this for the rest of my life, that's what I want to do.
Mm.
Whether it be in like a smaller stage like this, like eventually I want to build my way up to like independence and potentially hopefully go to WWE or New Japan.
Word. Well, and, I think, yeah. And that's awesome. I noted a lot of the same kind of stuff with music where now that I'm inside of it, I watch performances for a different reason, you know, not necessarily to be entertained, but to study the little nuances of, you know, the crowd psychology of, you know, the thought of what went into this move, this song, this beat, this drop there, this bridge.
Definitely.
And, you know, so I start picking it apart, which I think sometimes can limit my enjoyment of music, you know. So do you think that happens with wrestling where you don't necessarily get as entertained by it?
A little bit, yeah. There are some times where I'm just like, I can't watch certain parts of Raw because I've seen it countless times. And I'm like, okay, when am I going to start doing that? And then it's just going to be repetition over and over again until it gets a little dull, and I'm just like, okay, what can I do to change this up?
Wow, okay. A lot of wrestlers talk about the first time they got into a ring or the first time they trained and the first bump they took. So I want you to tell me about your first, like, flat back bump and maybe how it felt. Did it make you kind of reconsider this whole thing, or was it something that, you know, you were like, oh yeah, this is it, let's go? Like, what were you thinking?
So the first time, they actually didn't have us take any bumps. We were setting up the ring beforehand, and we were at a funeral home of all places. And they were just like, hey, so we're not going to have you take bumps just yet, because we want to make sure that we're teaching you properly. So they ended up having us do a ton of rolls, just learning how to roll properly, so that just in case a move goes wrong, or a lot of your headlocks and other moves will utilize certain rolls, or like snapmares. And so the first time that I actually took a bump would have been, oh geez, now I kind of forgot. I can tell you this, it's really interesting, because you have to land as flat as possible no matter what. You don't want to land on your tailbone, because that's going to hurt terribly. I can tell you right now that I didn't want to reconsider it. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, I wrestling on a trampoline all my life. You're just like, this is a completely different thing from a trampoline. But, like, I have yet, I haven't had a nasty, like, you know, I haven't fully landed flat on my back moment. Like, I tend to always attack the mat whenever that happens. But so far, we're setting the stage for newer things and getting ready for that. Because eventually, I know for a fact that I'm going to get hit, off the second, or off the middle rope onto my back. And that's at least a 4 or 5 foot drop right there. So that will come in due time, eventually.
Wow. So for now, has there been any, like, near misses or, you know, close calls on injuries or things like that that you've seen?
I at one point, I thought that I had messed up my hip. I don't even remember what I was doing, and I might have lifted somebody the wrong way. But I am the biggest guy in biggest height-wise in Wrestle Club, and I might have just lifted somebody the wrong way, but it just strained muscle and everything. So nothing too terribly crazy yet. My most recent, injury, it wasn't even an injury, last Saturday, we wrestled a match in Middleton again, and I had a spot during one of my other partners' matches where we were supposed to brawl all the way from the ring about 40 yards away to, like, where our backstage area was, because we were wrestling in a park, and he starts throwing out moves left and right, and he's just like, hey, I'm going to go for a Superman punch. And I'm like, okay, I'll take the Superman punch. And instead of, he caught me full contact right on my left, right near my left eye. Ooh. And I had this nasty looking, red spot for about 2 or 3 days. And he just, like, he sat there after we got back in there, and he was like, did I actually hit you? And I was like, yeah, you did. And he was like, I am so sorry. And I'm like, dude, as long as you didn't knock my teeth out, it's okay. Like, right. It's all good.
Wow.
So, luckily, nothing terrible injury-wise yet.
That's good. That's good. Okay. So, on to some somewhat tough interview questions. Uh-oh. 1 year from now, if, say, you and I sit down, what do you hope to be commemorating or celebrating 1 year from now?
Let me see. Tree Fort's going to be happening next year. I'm going to be remembering that concert that you did last night. That was so good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I hope that I can at least get out in different states and start wrestling more and more. Because I knew from that first night that I wrestled that I wanted to do this as a full-time, for my life.
Okay.
I want to know that, like, just about, like, a month ago, I wrestled over at the Idaho, about 2 months ago, I wrestled over at the Idaho Expo Center.
Okay.
Out there, like, the guys that wrestle, like, they had a WCW show back there way back in the day, and I got to do that, like, 16 years later.
Awesome.
For me to do that, like, and to step where they've stepped is absolutely incredible. So, like, I want to look back a year from now and be able to say, you know, I've come that far. I've toured around a little bit. I've built my repertoire and made a lot of friends out of this and learned so much stuff that will aid me, you know, in the future.
Absolutely. All right. So I want to talk about mentoring. I feel like in music and education, every field pretty much that I've ever been in, it's mentoring is key. So have you found a mentor in wrestling and have you been able to mentor like newer guys?
I'm going
to turn my phone off. So keep talking to the
definitely.
Mic.
All right.
Pretend like I'm still right there.
All right. I felt like I have several different mentors. My friend Anthony, my friend Kyle, both guys have been helping me out along the way and helping me come up with different ways to do moves, character tweaks. Some of our friends, Steve and other Steve. We've got so many people. Actually, there's a really good way that I can put this. The same guy that punched me in the face, he came up to me and he was like, you know, I find it really interesting that you say that your friend Anthony is your trainer. I have to disagree. And I was like, okay, this is a little weird, but explain. Let me hear what you have to say. And he's like, well, we all have that one teacher. Like, I was trained by so-and-so. But honestly, when you think about it, a lot of these guys that you have been working with for the past 9 months have either in one way or another shaped how you wrestle. They keep on offering advice. So you're not only getting, you know, your head trainer in there, but you're also getting a guy that's been helping you, like, stretch out properly before every match. A guy who has studied characters all his life and utilizes that for his job and says, you should start walking like this. You should start taunting people like this and so on and so forth. So, like, when it comes right down to it, it's not just one set teacher. You feel like you have multiple teachers, especially, like, especially wrestling a match. You'll have guys that will call things out on the fly. But eventually, you understand why they did that, and you have to utilize that later down the road.
So it's like on the job training. I feel like, every day, especially when you have a different opponent every time, you're learning something new. That makes sense. So it's a perpetual learning and mentoring process in both ways, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, they learn a new person's style every time, you know, you get in the ring. Now, Wrestle Club has how many members now?
Oh, I have to think about this. I want to say we have about 15 members or 16. Okay. And then because of the connections that a few of them have built over the years, we can pull people from Washington, California, Utah. I know at one point we'll have people coming in from Colorado as well.
Nice.
So
that's awesome. Okay, so When you told me about Wrestle Club and all the cool stuff that they were doing in Idaho, you showed me a really interesting gimmick match. Do you remember the match you showed me?
It was a penguin plunge match, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yes. Can you tell the people about a penguin plunge match?
So, this happened back in February. We do a lot of events with the Special Olympics and Salvation Army, charity-based events. And this one in particular was one of the most bizarre venues I've ever been to. We were out in a place called Eagle Island Park, which is just like one of the national state parks down in Eagle, Idaho. And we just set the ring up on the beach. We called it the unofficial revival of Bash at the Beach. And so it was, I hope that I get this right. It was my friend Garibay versus my friend Kyle. And they were both wrestling. And the opponent had to be, or the winner of the match had to toss his opponent into the water. Or no, it was, scratch that. It was the typical you pin your opponent, and then the loser has to be plunged into the water.
Okay.
And so we were right there. Like, we were probably about 4 or 5 feet away from the water. Mm-hmm. And I know that it was super cold. I hopped into the water with a bunch of the Special Olympic athletes, and mm-hmm. it was extremely cold. And in typical heel fashion, my friend Garibay, who was working as a face, won the match.
Okay.
And another guy popped up. His name is Rudy. I started beating down on Garibay and then proceeded to toss him into the water. And he was just sitting there like, that was so cold. I mean, it was nice, but it was so cold.
Oh, I bet. Oh, man. That sounded crazy. Once I saw that, I was like, whoa, okay, I'm in. This is very interesting. So for the people that may want to learn more about Wrestle Club and even maybe check some matches, where would they go?
We have a Facebook page. It's Idaho. I believe it's Wrestle Club or Idaho Wrestle Club. We have a logo that's it looks like the Fight Club logo, mm-hmm. but it just says Wrestle Club. Okay. And they'll have all of our faces on there, including my persona, King mm-hmm. Marcus Anderson. Shameless plug right there. And we also have an Instagram that's on there. I do believe that we have a Twitter feed. And then we're always uploading content to the website. We're always running events monthly.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. You can check them out on YouTube as well. And I think that that might be it. I have one more. This is a weird one.
All right.
But it'll be for you and as well for your character, King Marcus Anderson. What is your spirit animal?
Ah, I was not expecting that one. I would have to go with a bear.
Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why a bear?
Because bears are big, ferocious, and they rule over a certain domain of the forest. And to me, being a king, I have to rule over Wrestle Club. They were made to rule, be ruled over, so who better than a king?
Okay. Okay, I like it. A bear. All right, so before we go into the next segment, I would love for you to cut a quick promo as King Marcus Anderson plugging yeah. Matt Mania. Can you do that?
I could probably do that.
Okay, putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, just a bit.
All right, give me like 30 seconds. Of the king.
This is your king, Marcus Anderson. I am here with Megaran, and you are listening to Matt Mania, the wrestling podcast. Listen to Matt Mania, listen to Random, and listen to Megaran because he is fantastic. All hail Megaran and Matt Mania.
Nice. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to go to a break, and then we are going to come back, and we're going to talk some WrestleMania, if that's all right.
Totally.
All right, we'll be back. I'm Mega Rand. This is Logan Finch. It's Matt Mania. See you in a sec.
Hey, party people, it's Kate Murdoch here, and I want to talk to you about something real fresh, real new that myself and Mega Rand are doing now, and it involves you. The fans, myself and Megaran just launched a Patreon, a monthly way for you all to subscribe to us and what we do For as little as $1 a month, you'll get free exclusive downloads, a guaranteed song a month, and if you pledge at the $10 level, you'll get a free project a month, whether it be something we do together, whether it's something solo, a side project that I engineer or produce, it's guaranteed exclusive for you Patreon supporters. So, if you really like what we do, then this is the time to get down and join us. We are trying to bring back that Nintendo Fun Club vibe because this is essentially a fan club for the real fans. So check it out, patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. That's patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hello, listeners. It's Megaran, and I'm back with another episode of Matt Mania. This is episode number 12. I'm here with special guest Logan Finch, and I realized that WrestleMania is coming up. I'm going to be at a bunch of different places during Mania weekend, but I wanted to make sure to do a WrestleMania preview. So me and my guest will discuss the card of WrestleMania 32 coming from Dallas, Texas. All right, so here we go. A couple of matches have been announced. They'll probably add some more at some point. So we're going to go through the list, starting with stuff that may be on the pre-show. So Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal will be on the USA Network on the pre-show. We know that the Social Outcasts will be there. Big Show will be there. Kane will be there. Tyler Breeze, and I'm sure others. Do you have any pick for this match? I mean, it's a tough one. Because we don't necessarily know everyone is going to be in it.
Oh, that is a tough one. It's that they haven't said whether or not Cesaro is coming back either. Because if Cesaro was coming back and he was going to be in there, I would have selected him. He's one of my favorites of all time. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, we can probably skip that one because I honestly don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea. So, I don't know. That'd be cool if Tyler Breeze won.
Yeah.
But I always imagine a big guy or a strong guy wins those matches.
Definitely.
So, we'll see. That one is up in the air. Next, the Usos versus the Dudley Boys. Now, this one was started over, I don't know, various disagreements and the Dudleys fight for respect, I guess, amongst the tag teams. And claiming that they will never use tables again and all these other interesting things that are going on. So, Usos, Dudley Boys, what's your pick?
As much as I would love to go with the Dudley Boys, I'm going to have to go with the Usos on this one. No particular reason, but I do feel like they're setting up for a longer feud down the line. So, definitely Usos, especially with the pre-show match, they want to get something that'll hype up the crowd beforehand, so... Give the Usos that big win.
Okay, I think I agree. I think the Usos will take it. I don't know if this will be a long feud or something. I don't know. I feel like they need some more tag teams in the mix.
Definitely.
It's like the same few guys. But and now, next, the tag team. No, this is not a tag team title match. Apparently, this will be a handicap match. The New Day versus the entire League of Nations. Looks like a 4-on-3 handicap match. This one had an interesting start. I think it started on social media. A bunch of, like, Twitter and Facebook videos about each other.
Yeah, I've seen those. Genius.
And they're really entertaining. And so, hopefully the match will also be entertaining. So, who's your pick? New Day, League of Nations.
New Day all the way.
New Day?
Rocks?
I think so. You know, I think, honestly, if this was for the title, I would have picked the League of Nations because I feel like maybe they want to kind of put those guys over as a big heel tag team.
Definitely.
But it's not, so I think New Day goes over.
Definitely.
All right. Next, U.S. Championship, Kalisto versus Ryback. What did you pick?
I'm thinking Kalisto on this one. He's been on a roll recently, and... I don't know. Like I feel like Kalisto's really come into his own in the past. I don't know how long he's been in there now. Been called up to the main roster, but I feel like momentum's going to continue for Kalisto.
I think so too. I actually like heel Ryback a lot. I like it better than face Ryback.
Definitely.
So it's cool to see him just kind of being a mean bully. Yeah. So But I do think Kalisto wins. I hope so. He's been having a really good run singles wise, and I think I want to see him wrestle more small guys.
Yeah.
Just so I can see some cool, you know, antics and things. You know, some of the stuff I don't know if he can pull off against bigger guys.
Definitely.
But yeah, he's always entertaining in the ring, so I'm looking forward to that match, and I think that Kalisto will take it.
Yeah.
Next, Intercontinental Championship ladder match.
Ooh.
Wow, this one is crazy.
It's a stacked deck.
So we got Kevin Owens defending his title against Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, Sin Cara, Zack Ryder, and The Miz. I missed a couple of the last couple of Raws.
Definitely.
So I don't remember how this even came together. I remember getting excited thinking the possibility was going to be Owens against Sami Zayn. That's not totally happening.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of company here.
Yeah.
So who wins this match?
That's a tough one for me because I've got three out of the six or seven that they're wrestling. Kevin Owens has been dominant. I love that guy so much. And honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he retains. The upstart being Sami Zayn, who debuted not too long ago. And I would love to see a program, especially between Owens and Zayn, especially dating back from their Ring of Honor days.
Mm-hmm.
Dark horse at this one, Dolph Ziggler. Mm-hmm. Dolph Ziggler's always been a solid worker, and I feel like, you know, he's got another run in him, but that is definitely, like, the lowest of the three picks that I have, so I have to go with Kevin Owens retaining on this one.
I feel like Kevin Owens will retain, but you never know. Something crazy could happen. I don't know. I think that the Owens and Sami Zayn feud could work with or without the title. So maybe somebody like Zack Ryder gets a crazy boost. I don't know.
One can hope.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. But, you know, I feel like Kevin Owens. But, yeah, I would love to see an Owens and Sami Zayn program. It's funny. Their story has just been that they just don't like each other for a long, long time, you know? And that's been the story throughout every, you know, wrestling organization that they've been
pretty
in.
Pretty much.
But it's still been really entertaining to see. So, all right. Now, we got Charlotte versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha, Divas Championship. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
Very much so.
What do you think?
Thinking Sasha Banks on this.
Mm.
I love the way that she works, and she, I don't use the term it factor a whole lot, but she has an it factor. As much as I love Becky and as much as I love Charlotte, I think it's time for Sasha Banks to capture the Divas title.
I think so. It may be time. I understand why they did it. I guess I was hoping for a Charlotte versus Sasha one-on-one.
Yeah.
But I understand putting Becky in. You can't just have a heel versus heel situation here. So Sasha's so over, but I think she's still a heel, I guess.
Yeah,
in a way, you know. And I like her. I love her work, her mean streak. Like, she so makes good. It look real. Like,
so good.
You know, I absolutely love it. I think, wasn't there supposed to be, I don't see it on here, but has AJ and Jericho been announced?
I think it's supposed to be. They've been hinting at it for a while.
I feel like that's going to happen.
Definitely.
It's just not on my list, but I mean, I'm hoping if they do it, they do something cool, like, I don't know, a 2 out of 3 falls or something.
That'd be nice.
Or, you know, something cool, because they've been fighting forever.
Yeah.
So I think adding a new element would be cool. That has potential to be the match of the card, I think.
Definitely.
But we shall see. Moving on, since it hasn't been announced, we can't necessarily. We can't pick a winner on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely.
Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose in a street fight. The Beast versus the Lunatic Fringe. Who you got?
Oh, gosh. This is a tough one. This one right here, I am very excited for. I feel like Ambrose is going to have a lot of crazy spots, but I have to go with Brock Lesnar on this, unless Ambrose can find some way of sneaking out with the win. I have to give it to Brock.
Yeah, I don't see, I don't know, but I guess the whole story with this has been that Brock destroys Ambrose and like, and he keeps coming back for more. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much been the case. So, you know, I guess in this, I feel like Brock's got to win it. You know, I don't think Brock's had, you know, any really big wins lately. So I think he's due for it. And the loss doesn't do anything to Ambrose. This is the toughest guy, you know, the most believable guy.
Very much,
you know,
so.
in the company. So it doesn't necessarily hurt your status to take that loss. So I think that Brock probably needs it more so than Ambrose. I think it should be a good match. Probably the most entertaining of the card, or
agreed,
one of them. Next, another odd one. Shane McMahon taking on The Undertaker.
Yep.
In a Hell in a Cell for control of Raw. Does that mean control of the WWE?
I don't know.
We'll see. So, what is your take on this match?
This one, when I heard about it, I wasn't even watching Raw, and somebody starts texting me, and they're like, Shane McMahon's back. What's going on? And I'm like, I'm getting my new cell phone. What's going on? And I keep on hearing. And then they announce Taker versus him in Hell in a Cell. And I was just like, that, I was not expecting that. I don't know. It's so weird seeing Shane back, because he's been out for quite some time. And Taker's been on a steady rise once more. I'm going to have to go with Taker on this one. Just because I think he's only lost like what, one Hell in a Cell match, maybe two, but every other one that he's been in, he has been extremely dominant. Shane's been training really hard though. Like they keep on posting up stuff of him training with, I can't even remember the guy's name, but he's been training a lot. I know that Shane's going to get his butt handed to him, but it's kind of similar to the Ambrose situation, where he keeps on getting beaten down, but he keeps on getting back up and wanting more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with Taker on this one, but again, this is going to be a very unique match, and it'll be great to see Shane back in the ring.
Yeah, it will be great, man. Shane's got some great moments. We've man, I remember some crazy stuff. Ugh. Mostly him just taking huge risks, so
definitely.
I'm hoping he does something crazy like that. But he's a lot older now, so I don't want him to hurt himself.
Definitely.
So that's really what I'm worried about. I just hope nobody gets hurt in this match.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining. I think, you know, Vince announced that if Taker loses, this is his last WrestleMania.
I remember hearing about that.
So he can't lose, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like, you know, this isn't the way The Undertaker should go out.
No.
So, and the rumor is that he's got at least one or two more in him, and he wants to do at least one or two more. So
still pulling for that Taker Sting.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's still hope for that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say Undertaker wins, but there'll be some shenanigans.
There'll be some shenanigans.
I think something's going to happen. I think maybe another wrestler pops up. Vince will have something to do with it as well.
A major return or something. Who knows?
I think so, yeah. I'm hoping for a major return or some new guy. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen with that match.
Definitely.
But there should be some good spots with Shane. And the World Championship match, Triple H versus Roman Reigns for the title. What's your pick?
I love Triple H as a champion, but I know that they are, the way that they're going, they're pushing for Reigns on this one. I feel that's going to happen. I have to go with Reigns on this one, but I'm hoping that we get a Reigns heel turn out of this, just because I feel like they could do something very similar with The Rock back in the day, where he won the title, immediately turned heel, and it just boosted his character. People hated it, but he played off of those boos and played off of that heat so much that, like, it worked for him.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a theory on this. Everybody says, you know, they want Reigns to turn heel, and I think it could shake up things, and it could be cool to watch. But what if, with today's smart fan, what if people just cheer him when he turns heel. You know, what if they get that reaction out of him?
That, I don't even know. That just kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Like, what if that happens? Like, people are like, yay, about time. You know, like, if John Cena did it, I think people would cheer it. Yeah. Because it would be so different. You know, they boo him now as a face. So it's like,
it would be,
what if?
It would be like a reverse. Like, it would be the same situation that Hogan did way back in the day with the NWO. It's, mm-hmm. He got that initial heat. But then people started chanting NWO. They were all for NWO.
Yeah.
And hated WCW. So, like, it's very similar to that.
So, what's a dream scenario where Roman could turn heel in this match? What do you think? You get the booking pen for this one.
I would say, if I had to guess, have Ambrose come out, despite the fact that they're probably going to be... Oh, no, they have a match between that. Ambrose comes out to try to cheer Roman on.
Okay.
Ambrose keeps on, like, trying to help him out. Maybe, like, does some, like, trying to distract Triple H. Roman's like, dude, no. Like, this is all me. And Ambrose gets in the ring somehow. Shenanigans happens. Mm-hmm. Ref bump. That sort of thing.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Roman just clocks him one. Mm. And just starts beating down on him. Tosses him out of the ring. Triple H tries setting up for a pedigree, but Roman's just like, I'm not having any of this.
Mm.
Finishes him off with a spear or something. Mm. 1, 2, 3. Ambrose is like, dude, what was that? And Reigns is just like, this is all about this. And he points up at the title and says, this is always about this. So, you know, you tried getting in my way, but it didn't work.
Mm.
And they set the seed for, like, Ambrose and Reigns down okay. the line.
Okay. I feel like that's probably a plan maybe for, like, next Mania or something.
Definitely.
I feel like at some point that has to happen. My dream scenario, and it actually isn't even a Reigns heel turn, it's, well, it kind of is.
Yeah.
So my dream scenario is Ambrose comes out. Seth Rollins limps out. And somehow they all just wind up ganging up on Triple H. And then they win and the Shield's back together as heels with Seth Rollins as like the mouthpiece until he's like healthy.
That is delicious.
And Roman just back to being like the silent killer who just demolishes people.
I love that Roman. That Roman was good.
I think that would be fun, and I think that's probably the only way that Roman could leave with cheers is if, like, Seth Rollins holds his arm up or something.
Definitely.
But, because, like, The Rock doesn't even work like that.
No.
We've seen that. Like,
no,
so,
he doesn't.
So, I don't know. Wow. A lot of things could happen. I'm hoping for... I just want to be surprised. This is usually my thing at every Mania. I'm just like, I just want to be surprised. If it's good matches and a pleasant surprise... then I'm all for it.
Definitely.
All right. So as of now on paper, I mean, this looks like a very interesting WrestleMania. But yeah, I'll be watching. And let's hope this one goes well. Hope so. So my pick, I don't think I picked.
No,
is Roman winning and turning, hopefully. Or the Shield reuniting.
That dream scenario.
Yeah, I want the Shield reunion. I think that would be amazing. So that's it, really. So that's gonna wrap up this episode of Matt Mania. Thank you so much, Logan, for being here.
Thank you for
having me. Tell the people one more time how they can get a hold of Wrestle Club. It's on Facebook, correct?
It's on Facebook. We've got YouTube presence now and Instagram, and I think we have that Twitter feed up. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So be on the lookout. And I'll see you at the top, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks. This is Mega Rand with another episode of Matt Mania. And I'm Ghost. Peace. Oh, wait. Uh-oh. One more thing. You thought it was over? No.
Never.
I have our special guest always give me one song selection. So you got to give me a song, and not just any song. Preferably a song that mentions wrestling or a wrestler.
Oh, that's...
Could be any song, any genre. just any this music.
Has anybody done the Macho Man rap yet? Like the rap album?
No.
Can we do Are You Ready by Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. All right. From the Macho album, Be a Man. Here it is. Oh, man. Macho Man, Are You Ready? And this is Matt Mania. We're out.
Like a bat and rock steady. You should've never got me started in this rap game. Now you're dearly departed. That's retarded. A record coming off like this. One that's lyrically inclined with a mic in his fist. It's a savage man with a master plan. I got you waving your hands saying, now everybody's kinda shocked and amazed that Macho Man's got you hitting the days. And I'm about to start a brand new rap race. Cause I'll crush you in the ring as well as the stage. So everybody,
come on.
Up high, cause we're coming with a sound that you can't deny. It's the M-A-C-H-O-M-A-N. So I'm out playing, I got the place in mail. Like the batteries and like Q-tip, I'll make them stop and breathe. Cause when I perform, they all swarm like bees. And I rock the show with the greatest of ease. So everybody,
put them up.
There ain't no half-stepping. If you can't start trouble, step the other direction.